You are listening to 101.9 FM, coming to you live from the unceded territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. This is Back to the Garden. I am Sam.
And I'm Molly.
And I am back, actually. We are excited to bring you a very special episode of Back to the Garden today after my own personal hiatus.
Your leave.
I had a leave of absence.
Sam and I are actually bouncing off the walls right now. We're so
excited.
Happy to be back here together.
We haven't really seen each other in a long time. Maybe like a month.
It's been a month since some quality time for Sam and I, and we're reconnecting in the studio today. We're so happy.
We are bringing you, we're taking you back to the garden.
Yeah.
As we say, I think I messed up the promo a little bit because it's been a while.
It's been a little rusty.
While.
Yeah.
Our show is a concert review show for those tuning in for the first time. We're every other week now for the summer, although typically Back to the Garden is a weekly
affair,
yeah. And this week, we are more than happy to be bringing you Le Tigre, or Le Tiger.
Le Tiger.
For those Anglophones out there.
I will be saying Le Tiger, and Sam will be saying thank you.
Yeah. I went to go see their concert. So I was just, sorry, to clarify, I have been away abroad, actually, in Portugal, attending a film festival.
Woo, 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 woo.
So co-host absent, but co-host is back now. And first night I got back, I was like, screw jet lag. I'm going to go to a concert. And I went to go see Le Tigre. On July 3rd at the Commodore Ballroom.
Beautiful.
We'll be talking about that more in a little bit, but they are maybe one of the most iconic, like, riot girl bands of all time.
Very gay.
This is like a Pride episode.
Happy Pride, by the way. For all those who don't know.
For all those who don't know, this will be very much a Pride hour here. Very gay, very feminist music coming at you now. Some kind of riot girl punk.
Love.
We'll talk about the band more. And about the concert in a little bit, but why don't we just play some of their hits right now?
Yeah, because I'm down to just dance.
I do love this band, and as we said, we are bouncing off the walls here in the studio. We're so happy to see you. We're so happy to bring this show back to you. Let's run it.
Yeah.
Who took the bomb?
I can see your deepest darkness, I can suck in my heart.
That was Hot Topic by Le Tigre. And the first card, or whoa, the first song you listened to this morning was My Metro Card, followed by what is probably their most famous song, Decepticon. Or Decepticon. Decepticon. And then that was just Hot Topic. And all of these are off of their self-titled album, Le Tigre, from 1999.
Love.
Probably one of my favorite, like, no skip, like, I need to, like, run around and scream albums.
Yeah.
Start to finish, it's a piece of beauty.
Lovely. So we just danced. We just danced for, like, a good, what, 10 minutes?
That was a good 10 minutes.
We're having
right
a
there.
Good time.
Do you
want to talk a little bit about the band, Sam?
Yeah, let's talk about the band. So the band is comprised of three very talented... Well, okay, the band has a bit of a legacy to it because it's comprised of Kathleen Hanna, who was in Bikini Kill, which is probably one of the most kind of, like, more iconic, like, riot girl bands and kind of, like, kicked off the genre in a lot of ways. So post-Bikini Kill, Kathleen Hanna joined with Joanna Faitman and Sadie Benning and in New York, and they made Le Tigre. But then Sadie Benning left the band and was replaced by J.D. Samson, who now plays the synth in the band, in 2000. So this first album actually was not made with J.D. Samson, but J.D. Samson, let me tell you, can play the songs like nobody's business. Like, the concert, definitely they have a cohesion to them and a chemistry that you would think they wrote all the music together, even though they didn't, which is pretty interesting.
That's very cool.
But yeah, the band is pretty iconic. I mean, these are pretty, like, these are songs that, like, remind me a lot of, like, I don't know, like, 10 Things I Hate About You era of film. You know, it's like the early 2000s kind of, like, grunge, like, I don't know.
Grungy, fun,
grunge,
rolling
but
around.
Like, but, like, feminist core. Like, I think of, like, what's the main character? Like, Julia Stiles' character from 10 Things I Hate About You is, like, Le Tigre, like, fan. Like, that is what she's listening to.
Yeah.
Which we love.
I love that.
I don't know. I love it. That's also one of my favorite movies. Playing outdoor in Stanley Park in a few weeks. That is just a plug
for Stanley
me to
Park,
you.
For local events.
For local events that
we'll
are free.
We'll
I will
be there.
I love that movie.
You should be there, too.
Because I think that that song is in the movie, I want to say. Or, like, Bikini Kill is definitely in the movie. At some point, they go to, like, this cool bar, and they go to, like, a concert like what Le Tigre is doing, which is just kind of, like, scream punk. Yeah, but, like, for, like queer and women. I don't know. Like, for everyone.
For all.
Inclusive punk, dare I say.
Inclusive punk. Gay punk.
Gay punk. Yeah, literally just gay punk.
Queer punk.
I mean, Le Tigre has a pretty rich legacy, which we'll get into a little later when we move to the adjacent section, but there was an article published yesterday by Pitchfork on kind of, like, the secret gay legacy of indie rock, and they're definitely a big part of that canon of, like, this kind of subversive way that indie rock has moved away from being, like, white, male, straight, heteronormative, dominated.
And also
to, like,
influences
an outlet for other people.
Yeah, and like, in that article, it's quite clear how, like, they've influenced a good chunk of what we both listen to and cover on this show, which is very impressive.
It is very impressive. It's really cool.
So they align right with what we're doing here at Back to the Garden,
totally
who we
do.
Love to see, who we love to listen to.
No, they definitely do. And also, like, June may be over. Gone but not forgotten.
Gone but not
forgotten.
Pride. We're working up, I mean, famously, Vancouver Pride is the first week of August. So we have a full, we have 4 weeks of work to put in to work up to that.
Yeah.
Gone but not forgotten. Happy Pride, by the way.
Yeah. By the way.
By the way, from Back to the Garden.
Happy
to
Pride
you.
To you.
Happy Pride to you.
Anyways, yeah, so I think let's put some more music on.
What are we going to listen to now, Sam?
Okay, next up is one of my favorite songs that's not off the self-titled album, Le Tigre. We are going to be listening to TKO off of This Island, followed by Get Off the Internet, which is from the 2001 album From the Desk of Mr. Lady.
Love.
Anyways,
let's run it,
yeah.
Mommy, Drill Events is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CIDR 0.0.1.9 FM.
I love CIDR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Emit Flozostin and London CTITRYR1009 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
I'm Sam.
We're taking you back to the garden.
Back to the garden. Hello.
What did we just listen to?
That was just Get Off the Internet. Off Latika's 2001 album, From the Desk of Mr. Lady. I love that song personally, because most lyrics are just get off the internet, destroy the right wing, which is just funny, I think. And at the concert, they did like a costume change during that song, so they left the stage. The song just played. And I mean, we could talk about the concert now.
Yeah, why not?
Let's talk about the concert. Okay, July 3rd at the Commodore and July 4th. They added a second show because it was so popular and sold out. Because here's the thing. Latika, like, their last album, I believe, came out in 2004. Like, that is...
I have not heard from them in a while. Like, when you said that they were coming, I was like, what?
No, and they don't even have, like, really new music. But this is, like, a reunion tour that they've put on. And they are doing an amazing job at it, I will say. Like, this was, like, a 10 out of 10 concert. Like, entertainment production value.
Yeah.
Because a lot of their songs are very much, like, scream, yelling, like, very fast. But also very, like, cheeky and kind of, like, funny lyrics. Yeah. So how they perform is they have a huge screen in the back playing, like, really cool animations and, like, edits. And then they have the lyrics to the song as they're singing it. So it's, like, almost like giant karaoke, which I really appreciate.
I love that. That's so fun.
No, because think about the amount of times you go to concerts and I'm like, I don't know every single song of this band or this artist. Even if I love them, I'm like, I don't know every song by heart. And this was fun because it was, like, you could just sing along with all of, like, every song. Yeah. And they're very much, like, chanty songs. It's like... You know,
I think for
get off
music,
the internet, like, it was like, I don't know. Yeah,
for their music, I feel like that's perfect, because that obviously wouldn't work at, like, any concert. Like, some of the concerts we've gone to, I don't think you'd want that. We wouldn't want that for, say, Andy Schaaf. Like, that's not appropriate.
No, that's not. Yeah,
but
not
for this,
necessary.
Like, I feel like that, like, very appropriate given their music. And I saw some, like, the photos and videos that you posted and that I've seen from, like, others. And I don't know, like, that looks like such a fun way, especially if this is, like, a reunion tour. Like, they haven't released anything in 20 years, so that makes sense. That's so fun.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was fun. And they had, like, the energy of, like, teenagers, I'd say. Like, I felt like I was at, like, a Redgate punk show.
And they're not teenagers.
No, they're... let me check. I do not know what their age would be now. I don't want to expose them like that, but they are not teenagers.
They're not
sure.
Teenagers. The last time they released music was 20 years
ago. They're likely in their 40s or 50s, I would argue, but...
Still got the energy.
Still have so much energy.
Did not show.
It was so fun. I have some actually funny anecdotes, like, from the show even. Let me pull them up because it was, like, pretty funny. So the lead singer, Kathleen, had one of her eyes was completely red. And she, like, at one point, she, like, the second song, actually, they opened the show. And then she, like, stopped singing right away. And was like, something's wrong with my, like, you know, mic pouch thing or whatever. And, like, I feel like an artist typically would just go on. But she was like, let's get someone over here. I'm just going to tell stories while they fix this.
That's
and
so
I was
fun.
Like, this is hilarious because I'm like, this is like a, you know, famous band. They're playing at the Commodore, but they were still treating it like this was like some DIY venue where they're like, oh, something's
wrong. This is Redgate.
No, they were like,
suddenly
like,
we're at Redgate.
No, they were just like, something's not working. Let's get it fixed. Like, let's take a break. Like, it was just like funny. And she did that multiple times throughout the show. And it would just be like, stop. Like, the music would just stop. And it wasn't, like, anything, and it was just, like, funny. It was just, like, okay, story time now.
Yeah.
But she was talking about how her eyeball was filled with blood because when she met John Waters 2 nights previously in Brooklyn at a show, she was so like shocked to see him in like the green room that she was scratching her eye and she just like jabbed herself in the eye so intensely that her eyeball was like red. Like it was like she had like a contact of sorts on.
That's crazy.
She was asking where like an optometrist was. She was like, "Can someone help me?" And then like, I don't know
girl, if
an
I'd like to know.
Yeah.
I'd
I was like, I need an optometrist. Also, I don't think an optometrist would fix that. I don't know if that's like their expertise. And then I don't know. She also told a funny anecdote about like interviewing this band from Austin named Taco Cat at a Bed Bath & Beyond. And somehow that led into my Metro card. That was like the introduction to it.
Interlude.
So anyways, this is just kind of like, these are like my random notes I wrote down while I was like moshing at the concert. But I was just like, this band is funny. Like they were still kind of like with it.
They still have it, yeah.
They still have it. And again, like these were like, again, she would like stop the music. She'd be like, my whatever isn't working. And then like while they're fixing it, just tell us a random story that was like very unrelated, and then be like, okay, now
very
my Hayley Metro
Hendrix tuning, very Christian Lee Hudson tuning,
very Christian Lee, but they were like more out there. I'd say they were like very like kooky.
Ooh.
And they were just cute. They were like very much like bright colors, like almost giving like Wiggles energy, I want to say. And then halfway through, they went off stage, they changed, and they come back off, and they're like marching, and they're in like kind of like monochromatic, like black and white, like blazers and like dresses. So the vibe changes, but then they're like still doing their like shtick and their like bits. I don't know. It was
very
really,
fun,
really entertaining. It was a really fun concert. I'd recommend anyone who's like,
what a lovely dip back into Vancouver this summer for you.
It was lovely. And you know what? After, especially I feel like after traveling and going to a cultural event, I was at a film festival where there was also a music festival running like at the same time. I was happy to come back to Vancouver, but also I was like, oh, like, you know, things in Europe are go later and there's just more going on. And like, I don't know. I was like, this was so much fun. Like, will Vancouver be at the same level? So first night back going to this awesome concert, I was like, wait, no. Like,
we're
no
back.
Shame on
we
Vancouver.
We are back.
This city's like the city. Yeah, the city has stuff to do.
And happy Pride, by the way.
And happy Pride, by the way. Yeah,
by the way.
No, we're back. We're feeling better than ever. With that, let's play some more of their music. We're going to play Mediocrity Rules, still off the same album. From the Desk of Mr. Lady, which again, that album title itself is already like subversive.
Yeah.
That's
From the Desk of Mr.
Lady. It's kind of like an anti-capitalist, gender-bending album title. Anyways, then we'll play FYR, which is off of Feminist Sweepstakes. And then we'll maybe move into the adjacent section. So,
I'm excited for the adjacents.
Me as well. So let's...
Everyone enjoy.
Let's just run it.
Yeah. did that. She used to ride the subway in New York City. From the beginning of the line at New Lodge Avenue all the way up to 241st Street in the Bronx, and nobody would bother her.
Community DJ workshops are hosting two valuable events for those wanting to learn more about mixing music or producing. On July 15th, there's a beginner DJ workshop where you can learn where to find music, get equipment tips, and learn the basics of mixing. On July 16th, there's a producing DJ workshop, which will discuss how to make and release songs. These events are by donation, and for more information, you can go to communitydj.workshops on Instagram.
Catalano is happening on July 8th with vendors, food, art, and live music to explore. Come on down to the Vine stage to say hello to CITR's booth and get a chance to be on radio. Can't make it? No worries. CITR will be live broadcasting interviews and artist performances at the Vine stage. Artists such as Hallelujah Hailu, Viberson, Salt Spring Underground, Hip Hop Mechanics, and more. Check out the booth live at Catalano or the live remote broadcast on CITR.ca.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam.
We're taking you back to the garden.
Back to the garden. And for anyone who just listened to that PSA.
About Catalano.
Please catch us tomorrow at Catalano, one of, I think, Vancouver's best summer events. And I will be there personally.
Sam will be there live broadcasting.
Live broadcasting.
I will be there roaming around for my other job. I'll possibly be giving away tickets to a music festival if you
Let's go.
Can catch me.
Yeah. But so. 6 to 8 p.m., Vine Stage. You can meet the face behind Back to the Garden.
The faces, the Back to the Garden faces. Yeah. You'll see us roaming around. Look for kooky haircuts and bleached eyebrows.
Yeah,
is what I'll say.
I came back from Portugal with bleached eyebrows, so I look like a very different version of myself right
yeah.
now.
In
However,
like,
it's
in
fun.
An incredible way. So awesome look for a bald and a curly.
And a curly mullet with bleached eyebrows. And that's us. So come find us, please. We will be live broadcasting from the event. Catalano. Very, very
Lovely.
Fun.
Now
anyways,
on to the adjacents.
On to the adjacents portion of the episode. So we have finished with our Latikla songs. Now we're going to go into what has inspired them, what they've inspired
yeah.
and kind of influenced, because they are a very influential band.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick things off with a little bit of the B-52s.
Love Shack.
Which is one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite songs, actually. Like, I think that they're, in terms of the era they're from, yeah, no,
yeah.
Let's get it going, because this is, like, I like the B-52s. So, we are going to start with Love Shack, and then follow it up with Hole and Bikini Kill. So, I might just let those songs run, and then we'll kind of go into more what Latikla has inspired, which will be more contemporary stuff from
yeah.
the last few years. Without further ado, let's have some fun. Let's run it.
Keep dancing, everyone.
Yeah, here is Love Shack by the B-52s, followed by Violet by Hole, which is famously Courtney Love's band. Followed by New Radio by Bikini Kills. We're kind of that's like almost not even adjacent because it's like the same
yeah.
singer as Latikla. But anyways, okay.
Related.
Here we go. Enjoy.
Looking for the love. sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
Welcome back to the Garden.
CITR 101.9. We're having queer rage in the studio.
This is a queer rage episode. We just discussed that, and we are realizing that this is a queer rage episode. And we were also having queer rage behind the scenes just now. Because we're catching up. It's been a month.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was just Bikini Kill, which is fronted also by Kathleen Hanna, who is the front woman of Le Tigre. And those are all songs. I think that was Bikini Kill, Hole, and the B-52s, all very influential or like adjacent, I'd say, to the sound
contemporaries
of
Latifah. Yeah,
they were definitely contemporaries. Like Love Shack by the B-52s, I feel like sounds so similar to a lot of their music, and that like playful kind of cutesy.
Yeah,
I don't know why I keep wanting to say the Wiggles, but like I don't know why, that's like a weird like there's like an energy into it that's like it's like camp Wiggles. I don't know, that's how
camp
I, that's,
Wiggles.
That's how I would describe the concert. But anyways, we're now gonna move on to some more contemporary adjacents.
I'm so excited.
Which I'm very excited about. So coming up to you right now, we're going to play some Caroline Polachek.
Welcome
to my island, which I think this has a very similar like synthy sound to the music of Le Tigre.
And it's just an incredible song.
I also just love
it. I was bumping this weekend. It got stuck in my head. I was like, I need to, and I listened to it in the car for like five times around.
I mean,
it's
like
great.
Her album, like Desire, like what is it called?
I wanna turn into
Yeah,
you.
That's the album title. No Skip album. I think one of the best like pop albums to come out in a pretty long time.
Yeah. She's never misses.
No, she doesn't miss. No, she doesn't miss. But we're going to follow it up then with some Muna, and I think a very classic Muna.
Life's so fun.
Silk Chiffon featuring Phoebe Bridgers, and Muna, I feel like, is our kind of contemporary Le Tigre. Although maybe without, like, they're maybe not even as campy as Le Tigre is.
I don't think they're as ragey either.
They're not as ragey, but, like, vibe is there.
You can definitely
the
see
style,
how...
Yeah, there's definitely influence. They're more, I feel like, falling into, like, the indie rock canon of today.
Yeah.
But without further ado, let's have some fun. Enjoy.
Welcome
to my island. We'll be singing behind the scenes with you right here.
You wish you could hear.
Yeah. Have so much fun.
Somewhere where you can't pretend, or forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Tuning out.
That was Silk Chiffon featuring Phoebe Bridgers by Muna, one of the best bangers of the last few years. When did this come out? 2021? 2022?
I'm going to say 2021.
Yeah. Anyways, we are done here today at Back to the Garden. Our hour is up. We're taking you out again once more with Decepticon, which I cannot pronounce for some reason, but Latigra, to finish off your day. It's been lovely speaking with you. Next up is Not My First Shmodio, which will be coming into the stew soon. But here, just enjoy the music.
Enjoy.
It's been awesome. I'm Sam.
I'm Molly. This has been Back to the Garden.
And we'll see you again soon. Peace.